San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, everybody. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. If you download the app for 760 KFMB or tune in radio, you can hear us as the show airs on any device. And all these podcasts are commercial free on iymoney.com. Now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire, a best-selling author, a lecturer, a marathon runner, and a family office expert advising several high-net-worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
I am marvelous, Joe. I also love playing tennis.
Yes, you do.
And I love attending Servant Leadership Institute's National Conference.
Wonderful. So, on the line, speaking of tennis, you know we have the big BNP Paribas tournament coming up March
6th. I'm going.
Yeah, 6 to 19. But on the line, there's also a very prestigious and fun event, a charity celebrity tennis event, actually. It's the 13th annual Desert Smash. And we have the founder and CEO of Epic Sports, Epic Events, Ryan McCauley on the line. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. So it's crunch time. Tuesday is the day, huh?
We are 1 week out. you know, we got the wheels are well greased, and we're rocking and rolling. And obviously, the countdown has begun, but there's a lot of excitement brewing. And I'm just looking forward to getting out to the desert.
Yeah. I looked at the forecast. You're going to have great weather.
Yeah. And actually, just to clarify,
it looks like we're gonna have some great weather after some scary rain that they never have out there. I'd rather have this have it be done now. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It just washed everything off for you guys, so that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway,
looking really clean.
Yeah, to clarify, this show is airing Saturday, so it is coming up this coming Tuesday. You know, just to clarify for listeners.
Yeah.
And so 13th annual. Tell us, you know, how you even got started in this thing, and it's just taken off, and it's such a great celebrity pro event. Tell us what.
Well, thanks, Joe. Well, it started longer than 13 years ago. But my background is in pro tennis. I worked for Adidas for a long time and managed the tennis category for Adidas America. Mm-hmm. And I had a great career over there. And ended up moving to LA, taking a great job with AEG to get into the entertainment side. Once I finished up my deal there, I went on my own, started my own company called Epic Sports, and one of our first orders of business was for me to, the idea behind the Desert Smash is to bring together pro tennis and Hollywood for charity. When I was traveling the world, going to tennis events for Adidas, you know, everywhere I went, I saw celebrities there who were just taking in the tennis, taking in Wimbledon, taking in the U.S. Open, and really having a blast, and it really echoed that they also love to play.
Right.
So on the flip side, I had so many professional tennis players who were just dying to be movie stars or to meet movie stars or to meet, you know, other celebrities. So it was just seemed to me like a good niche. And, here we are. Here we are 13 years later. So we started our first event, I think, started with Maria Sharapova, Joe Pesci, and Gavin Rossdale. And we've come full circle, and those guys are still supportive of the event. But this year we've got John Hamm, who's hosting it, the star of Mad Men, and quite a TV and film actor.
You get top men and women players to come. I saw Novak Djokovic. Is he coming again this year?
Absolutely. Well, with some of these top guys, it's kind of last minute we get these guys. For Novak, he's actually playing. He took a wild card in Acapulco, so he very well could be in that final on Sunday and maybe not come back to Monday. So we're a little bit up in the air with Novak. But as far as the pro players are coming, two of our anchors are the winningest doubles team of all time, Mike and Bob Bryan.
Wow.
These guys are going to go down as the greatest ever.
Yeah.
They've got around 115 titles.
Yeah, they're the Roger Federer of doubles.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and they put on a great show. These guys, one's a righty, one's a lefty. They're identical twins. You know, I mean, they anticipate each other's moves before they even move on the court, you know. So
how about Will Ferrell? Is he going to pop in? Because I saw him.
You know what? We had a great run with Will.
Uh-huh.
For 2 years, for 2 years, we did the event benefited Cancer for College. Ah. And Cancer for College is Will's charity.
Right.
So Will anchored that for the last 2 years. Will has been kind of anchored that, and mm-hmm. all the funds from the event went to Cancer for College. This year, one of our main beneficiaries is the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Gotcha.
And John Hamm is coming out on behalf of St. Jude. And, you know, it's going to be actually really, I'm really excited to see John out on the court. I know John's a huge tennis player. We've hung out at the Open a few times together. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how his forehand and backhand is and how he can get on the court with some of the pros out there. It's going to be great.
Hey, I know the website is desertsmash.com. Yeah. Are there any tickets left? Are there any tickets?
Yeah, we've got, you know, what's really cool about this event, you've got the opportunity, big opportunity for philanthropy, so you can come out and play with the pros. So we've got what's called Tenacity, kind of like a King of the Court type game that we've got going on.
Uh-huh.
And then we've got a pro-am where the you know, paying amateurs like you and I can make a donation and pay with the pros.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, following that, we've got a nice lunch. You have lunch with all the celebrities and the players. And then come that afternoon at 3:00 kicks off our exhibition where we've got, you know, the pro versus pro, and then the celebrity pro mixed doubles matches, and they're all mic'd up, and it's they ham it up out there. It's a really, really good time. So
now I've seen you've had Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi, all these great players.
We've had so many great legends come through. I mean, Steffi, Andre, Maria, we've had Caroline Wozniacki, we've had Victoria Azarenka, we've had Murat Safin, we've had Sam Querrey, we've had Marty Fish, we've had the list goes on. Novak Djokovic, we've had, you know,
it's
Roger Federer come out to our evening.
So you never know. Hey, and then that night,
you never know.
We should say where it's going to be at the Westin Mission Hills.
Absolutely, right? Yeah. We're thrilled to be back at the Westin Mission Hills, which is in Rancho Mirage,
mm-hmm.
just off the tent in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
They've been a great host for us. They got a beautiful grounds and
beautiful club. I play with the pro there sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah. The stadium is gorgeous.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's a nice sunken stadium. And the one thing about the Desert Smash is it's really an intimate setting. So you really, really are almost touching the players when you're there. And, you know, there's not a lot, you know, just a really kind of open, you know, open access and, you know, really get a glimpse of what these guys can do really up close, which is really cool.
And then,
it's a nice kickoff to the Indian Wells event.
And then to top it all off, there's a live concert cocktail party at night, right?
Yeah, we've got a concert going on that night, so we kick off in a kind of like we like to call it the after party, where we've got kind of like a thank you for all the great money we raised during the day. We hope to raise during the day, and we've got live entertainment and all the players come out, and we've got a nice red carpet and stuff. So it should be a pretty great night.
You've had some pretty big acts there. Justin Bieber, I see.
We had Justin Bieber on the court, and that, you know, he was coming to play and perform that night, and he said, "Hey, let me get on the court." So the big lefty from Canada, Bieber, got out there, and he played with Jeannie Bouchard, and then he played with Billy Bush, and we had a really, really pretty funny afternoon with those guys. We played Kevin Hart and John Isner, which is pretty funny. But really, really good time, and it's just like I said, it's just a fun afternoon and fun evening. So
yeah, if you're going to lob, you better lob Kevin Hart, not John Isner. But anyway,
I know, right? Absolutely. But I can't thank you guys enough for having us on. If you want to check out tickets are available at desertsmash.com, and you'll find all the information on all the players coming out and. Get on our mailing list there and everything. So thank you, Joe.
Wonderful. Thank you,
really
Ryan. Congrats and thank you very much. And we'll
be
in touch.
Thanks again for having me, Joe. Appreciate
it. All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye now.
Wow, that was great. That was great. And another great benefit that happened this past weekend was the one for Larry Himmel's Foundation at Free Flight.
We just had his son, Miles, on.
Yeah. Have you been to that bird sanctuary?
No, I haven't.
It's right by the Del Mar Racetrack. It's pretty amazing. And actually,
I hear it when I run by.
Well, I'll tell you, they put one, I don't know if it was my plaid, red plaid shirt or whatever, but this one cockatoo, I never had a bird on me, but I put my arm out, the thing crawled right up my arm up to my head and started pecking at my
Joe, I told you not to wear the red plaid jacket in public.
So
you just don't listen.
But anyway, that was a very, very great, very nice event. They actually gave a check for $5,000, his foundation. So,
nice.
Hey, we're coming back with Charles
Hazelwood and Art Barter.
Yeah, and he's in England, and Art is here with Service Leadership Institute. We'll be right back. Hang on.